questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Hello and welcome to another session of Q&A on Islamic beliefs. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host. We're going to discuss the animal rights. This is the following session of the two previous sessions. In this session, we're going to discuss about the right of living of the animals. Hello, Dr. Karimi.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Is it true that Fatima Zahra forgave Abu Bakr in her late days?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All Shia and Sunni scholars agree that after the demise of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, some issues happened between the beloved daughter of our Holy Prophet, Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and the first two caliphs, I mean Abu Bakr and Umar. And she was angry with them. For example, we know the fact that the right of Imam Ali alayhi salam for successor, she was usurped from him. We know the story of Fadak and the fact that it was taken from Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And she explicitly mentioned in different occasions that I'm angry with you, referring to the first two caliphs. And it is mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources. Now, some of our Sunni brothers, they believe that this is true. I mean, she became angry with them. But later in her life, in the last days of her life, she became happy and somehow she forgave especially the first caliph. And it is because of a narration mentioned by one of the Sunni scholars, Bayhaqi, in Dala'il al-Nubuwa, volume 7, page 281. Let me share this narration because we need to analyze this narration.
Yes.
The narrator of this narration is a person called Sha'bi. He says that when Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, she became ill, Ataha Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first caliph, went to her to visit her. Fasta'dana alayha, she asked for permission to go and visit her. قال علي يا فاطمة هذا أبو بكر يستأذن عليك. Imam Ali alayhi salam, addressing his wife, said that, O Fatima, this is the first caliph, and he's asking me to give him permission to come to you. أتحبون آذن? Do you like me to
give him permission?
Give him permission. And according to this narration, Lady Zahra salamun alayha said yes. So he came in and yataraddaha, he asked her for, to forgive him. So first of all, it has a great message that he has done something wrong. That
yes.
is why he is asking for
forgiveness.
So, I mean, even though the scholars who are resorting to this narration, they should accept that before that he has done something wrong. And that is why right now he's asking for forgiveness. Now, according to this narration, the first caliph continued saying that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I didn't leave my family and my properties and my kings and folk unless but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and you, the family of the Prophet. So I ask you to forgive me, and the narration ends with saying that hatta radiyat. So according to this narration, she became happy. I mean, she forgave the first caliph. So this is the narration. Now we need to analyze this narration and to share some other points
yes,
to
definitely.
Come to this conclusion whether this is a true claim or not. The first point is that first of all, we need to examine the chain of the narration, and this is done by all the Muslim scholars, whether Shia or Sunni. The chain of the narration is, technically speaking, mursal. Not all the names of the narrators are mentioned. Sha'bi is not a companion of the Prophet. He is one of the tabi'un, meaning that those people who saw the companions but not the Prophet. So they were the generation after the Sahaba,
yes.
the companions. But he himself is quoting this event. He is not able to see the event. He needs to quote it from another person. and but the chain is not complete. We call this narration, technically speaking, a mortal narration, which means that it's not authentic at all.
Yes.
This is the first point. The second point is that Sha'bi, according to both Shia and Sunni sources, he is one of the great enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He is a kind of, I mean, Nasibi. It's been mentioned in some of the Sunni sources, for example, Ansabul Ashraf by Baladari, volume 4, page 315, that the same Sha'bi mentions that we went to Basra, we saw some people insulting Imam Ali alayhi salam or Ali ibn Abi Talib, and we did the same. So this is the person who is narrating this story. I mean, a very a staunch enemy of the, yes, Ahlul Bayt and Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, I mean,
the reliability of the question has to be tested.
Of the narration, exactly. So not only the Shia, I believe that even the Sunnis may not rely on the narrations of this person.
Yes.
Because they, I mean, our Sunni brothers and sisters, they also love the Ahlul Bayt. They, I mean, they love the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So this person is a person who himself says that I used to, I mean, insult Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, I mean, referring to this point regarding the chain of the narration, it gives us this conclusion that this narration is not authentic at all.
Yes.
And we have a bunch of evidence to prove that it is a forged narration, just somehow to purify the first caliph from that mistake.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The next point is that there are many other narrations in most authentic Sunni collections of hadith which refer to the fact that Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was angry with the first caliph, and she was angry with them till her demise. She never forgave them. This,
yes,
is mentioned in the most authentic Sunni collections of hadith. So, for example, it's been mentioned by Bukhari in his Sahih, and we know that Sahih Bukhari is the most authentic collection of hadith according to Sunni scholars. He says the following: فَغَضِبَتْ فَاطِمَةُ بِنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَلِهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, she became angry with the first caliph. فَهَجَرَتْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ, she turned away from the first caliph. فَلَمْ تَزَلْ مُهَاجَرَتُهُ حَتَّى تُوُفِّيَتْ. This, turning away and sadness continued until she passed away. So this is Sahih Bukhari. And some Sunni scholars believe that all the narrations in Sahih Bukhari are authentic.
Yes.
So he's saying that until her demise, she was angry with the first caliph. This is in Sahih Bukhari, volume 3, page 1126. Again, Sahih Bukhari, volume 4, page 1549, says the following: فَوَجَدَتْ فَاطِمَةُ عَلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرِ فِي ذَلِكَ. Fatima al-Zahra became angry with the first caliph. فَلَمْ تُكَلِّمْهُ حَتَّى تُوُفْيَتْ. She didn't talk to him at all. The narration of Sha'bi says that no, later the first caliph comes to her and talks to him.
Yes.
And talks to her. But this narration says that no, فَلَمْ تُكَلِّمْهُ. And for sure, this narration in Sahih Bukhari is much important than that narration in the book of Bayhaqi.
It's more authentic.
Exactly. Hatta tuwfiyat, until her demise. Yet in another part of Sahih Bukhari, we read the following: فَهَجَرَتْهُ فَاطِمَةُ فَلَمْ تُكَلِّمْهُ حَتَّى مَاتَتْ. The same, I mean, point has been mentioned. This is in volume 6, page 2474. And let me just share with you another narration which is mentioned by Ibn Qutaybah. He says the following. He says that the first two caliphs, they came to visit Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha did not permit them. to enter the house.
So they asked, but there was no permission.
Yeah. But then they resorted to Imam Ali alayhi salam that please ask your wife to permit us to enter the house. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam then went to Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha and explained the situation that they have asked me. And the answer of Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha is very interesting and heartbreaking. She says that Al Baytu Baytuk, this is your house. If you deem it, proper, you may, give them the permission. Now, it's been mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam, to give them the last chance so that later they may not bring any excuse, he gave them the permission, because later they could have, claimed that we wanted to ask her to forgive us,
yes,
but Imam Ali alayhi salam did not permit us
and
to enter.
And you didn't let us.
Yeah. So, according to this narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam permitted them, they entered, they asked for forgiveness, but Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha said that I'm not going to forgive you. And then she said the following, that Nashadtukum Allah, alam tasma'a Rasulullah yaqul, I adjure you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't you hear that the Holy Prophet was quoted as saying, Rida Fatima min Ridai, the happiness of Fatima is my happiness, and her anger is my anger. Whoever loves Fatima, it is as if they have loved me. And those who make her happy, they have made me happy. And those who have made her angry, they have made me angry. Both of them, they said that, yes, we heard the Holy Prophet say that. Then Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha said the following, if this is the case, فَإِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ, I take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels as witnesses that أَنَّكُمَا أَسْخَدْتُمَانِي وَمَا أَرْضَيْتُمَانِي, you two made me angry and I did not forgive you. So this is the very explicit answer of Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Not only that, وَلَئِنْ لَقِيتُ النَّبِيِّ لَأَشْكُوَنَّكُمَا إِلَيْهِ, even if, later when I meet my father in the hereafter, I will complain against you to him.
Yes.
Not only that, وَاللَّهِ لَأَدْعُوَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكَ فِي كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ أُصَلِّيهَا or عَلَيْكُمَا, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will pray against you.
Yes.
After every prayer that I say. So this is the true answer of Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha, as mentioned, for example, in Al-Imam al-Siyasa, volume 1, page 17. So with these narrations, how we can claim that Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha forgave the...
And after all, if she was satisfied with them, why she would ask to be buried at night?
This is a very good point. And I have brought some narrations which tell us explicitly that one of the main reasons that Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha asked to be buried at night was that I do not like those to take part in my
yes.
funeral ceremony. So if she had forgiven them, it was no reason for her to insist upon that. But her insistence tells us that narration is just...
She was sad and heartbroken.
Exactly, and did not forgive them
yes.
till the end of her life.
Thank you. Yes, so this way it's been clear for us that there was a meeting and it had been permitted for them to visit her, but that does not mean that she forgave them. And that is the rest of the story. Thank you, Dr. Karimi.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم
كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن